Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Oh, that's okay. Guess who just called me while you were...
Jonathan.
Yes. he wants me to write another article.
He what?
He wants me to... He calls me... He's always asking me to write another article about something, you know?
Oh, that's funny. Well, next time you talk to him, tell him I said hi, and I think fondly of him all the time.
Oh, yeah, I will. Yeah, well, remember how too how they went after George Neumeier. He was an investigative reporter from Washington. He died actually in Africa, under suspicious circumstances. They said he died of malaria, but some people are questioning that. He was the one who exposed Rossi. And who was later on investigated by Gregory and Bambara. So they sent in two homosexual bishops, you know, Bishop and Monsignor, to investigate, you know, another month. You know, so it's crazy. I mean, it's all cover-ups. They cover up.
Sounds like the Franklin scandal. When we get off the phone, I encourage you to look up the Franklin scandal if you don't already know about it. It involves Boys Town, too, in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, I'm going to look forward to that, yeah, because – as a matter of fact, as soon as you hung up too, I just got another email just from a reporter from New Jersey who was doing a story on all the abuse that's covered up in the New Jersey diocese, focusing on Camden and other places. So
you'll find the Franklin scandal. It's something that you don't want to believe is true, but I mean, but then again, you've seen that. I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe that it was – like, I wanted to believe it was a conspiracy theory. The journalist who I've become incredibly good friends with, I've interviewed him for this podcast. I haven't released it yet. And also, maybe I should introduce you guys. You would find him fascinating. He worked for, like, 10 years exposing this thing. This goes all the way up to the White House. And the abused kids that they say have multiple personalities or split personality disorder or whatever it is yeah, sure, maybe because of their trauma, but they remember every single thing about being toured through the White House at 2 a.m. after they were trafficked all over the country. It's a huge, horrible thing.
Wow, where does he live?
Where's Nick Bryant live?
Yeah.
That's the journalist. He lives in New York.
Okay, got it. Like New York City or New York State? New York City or New York State?
New York City.
Okay, got it. Okay, yeah, because I just want to figure out how far away he is. So he's about 4.5 hours from me then.
Yeah, I should put you guys in touch. He wrote this in like maybe the early 2000s or something, but worked on it for like 10 years. He was followed, threatened, like really creepy stuff happened, and then this private investigator who had obtained the child sex abuse material, child porn or whatever, but like, that's a proper thing to say nowadays, on a trip to Chicago with his son to see a Cubs game. So, like, one of the people that had taken the photos that was, like, in with the ring that decided to, like, turn it over.
Uh-huh.
Turned it over to this guy. He flew his own private plane. His name is Gary Caradore. He flies back from a baseball game with his son. His plane blows up, lands in a field where a farmer says immediately, like, guys in suits and, like, whatever. The cleanup crew was so quick, and files and his camera, everything, that was missing. But there was a lot of things intact that weren't, like his son's little backpack. They killed him, for sure.
Wow.
Franklin scandal is one that will blow your mind. And it goes, you obviously know what Boys Town is. It completely involves
Boys Town.
Oh, yeah,
well, that's the case I'm working right now with Lisa. Because remember, Lisa Rohr was abused with another woman, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And the priest who abused them is Father Dennis Hanneman, who's currently still at Boys Town.
Really? I wanted to look. There's some connections I've been not meaning to make, because I got so into the Franklin scandal before I became friends with Nick Bryant. What happened was I did like 7 episodes on it on my other podcast. And like, I was like almost an insane person. I was like, I must connect more dots. Like, this is so disgusting and sad.
Oh yeah, it's still going on. And you see, Lee Root, who is a reporter for the Des Moines Register,
mm-hmm.
wanted to do a story on this, but she was shut down because Boys Town threatened all these lawsuits, you know, against them and so forth.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They're
cover up.
I mean, Boys Town is really, really bad. I mean.
Horrible. I mean, the stories that you hear about in the Franklin scandal, and then Nick Bryant went and tracked the victims down, like ones that, like, they have no reason to lie about this. They didn't even want to speak to him. One guy was on the streets on meth, and he, like, threatened to beat Nick up, like, for even asking him questions. Like, Nick tracked him down, then calls him the next day crying, and is just like, yeah, like, basically you opened up a wound that
I deal with women like that all the time who were raped. I mean, I have a woman who's in that situation right now. She was abused. She was impregnated by 2 different priests in 2 different parishes. Now, when she was very young, and she was actually very attractive, you know,
mm-hmm.
and mature for her age. You know, she was young, mature, very attractive. And so she mm-hmm. was, she was young meat for these priests. Okay. And they
horrible.
Both impregnated her, and they both had her aborted. And the second abortion almost killed her.
It's just horrible. Well, yeah, the reason why I became, like, friends with Nick, or how this all happened, is Alicia Owen, one of the victims of the Franklin scandal, who was trafficked all around the country with the Boys Town Boys, with, like, to the White House, to California, to, like, they were flown on planes, they were given drugs, she was actually also a drug mule, and they're in planes with, like, high-level politicians and stuff, like, doing all this stuff, just absolutely horrible stuff. She reached out to me, like, 2 years after I did the whole Franklin scandal series on my other podcast, and was, like, basically, like, an emotional message, like, almost crying, being like, thank you so much, like, I never Google myself, I just happened to do it, blah, 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 and I basically cold called her on Facebook, and then, yeah, I did an interview with her, and then she connected me and Nick. But yeah, these victims, they're everywhere. And they're also unbelievably connected to, so, I could go down a rabbit hole. We'll save it for another time, but
sure,
you
sure.
need to read the Franklin scandal.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I'd like to be putting, you could send to my contact information.
Yeah, I will send Nick your,
Did you send me your email address?
No, but I can text it to you.
Yeah, just text me your email address, and then what I'll do is I'm going to send you something I just sent to the New York Times and the Washington Post yesterday.
Okay. Are you more of a reader or like an audible, like listener of books? Because I'm going to send you the Franklin Scandal too.
I'll read it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dip. It's unbelievable. Okay. All right. Well, back to what we were talking about. So I guess we're before we got off. And do you have a little bit more time to chat?
Sure.
Because I have just a few more things. Okay. Thank you. Before I had to hang up real quick, I was just describing, so we were back to Buffalo corruption and the church, diocese corruption. So it pings that his computer, Father Joe's computer, years after his death, pings in Poland. Then a few days later, the next time it pings is at City Hall in downtown Buffalo, which is also where, like, the police station, one of the police stations is.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-D-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Interesting. It's still being used. There, we went down some like tech rabbit holes on that. But so there's that. But the Art Smith thing that is very interesting on his deathbed. So nowhere has anyone ever said that Father Joe was mailing the documents to the Buffalo News or whoever he was mailing them to, or the news. I don't know. I mean, I do know, but I can't remember exactly. Art Smith on his deathbed basically was like, yeah, and is it because Art Smith wanted to be a part of, like, he kind of likes to be the star of the show in a weird way, but while accidentally giving like Freudian slips, he says, basically like, and who intercepted the mail that Father Joe was sending out? And Art Smith also obviously knew his name was high on that list of pedophile priests.
Sure.
So yeah, he had a lot to lose. But he accidentally slips up and says, Father Joe was mailing, who intercepted that? Like, he's kind of like trying, he basically like drops breadcrumbs and then tries to like get Gina or Sue to like fill it in or see, like he's
sure,
kind of toying
sure
with them a little bit because he knows he's going to be dead in a week
sure
or so. But it's just very eerie. But back to you. That was a tangent, but just how corrupt it all is and the cover-ups are unbelievable. What do you think? So I guess I have a few more questions and then we can
sure
we can call it. But I may want to talk again because even not on the record, like even just like if we can
oh,
combine.
Oh yeah,
research,
you call me anytime. I'm very comfortably. I'm ensconced here in a nice, comfortable apartment. There's a snowstorm coming in tonight. You know, I'm not going anywhere. I have plenty of food in the refrigerator.
Oh, good.
All I
yeah
do is I just go to my computer and I write, and I get calls from all over. But
no, that's good.
Yeah. So no, you call me anytime. Go ahead. So shoot.
Okay. So you guys are getting another winter storm. We
yeah,
we
we're
got
getting
the backlash
tonight
of the
yeah
East Coast
yeah
one here in Colorado, but it's sunny and nice right now. Yeah, we were pretty snowed in for a bit. But okay, perfect. Cause I really like you. I want to stay in touch with you and I think we can compare notes. Again, I encourage you to like research the Franklin scandal thing and I'll send you, Nick's contact info or I'll send him yours or vice versa.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm going to send you tonight too, when I get your email, I'm going to send you that same email that I sent to, Elizabeth Diaz and Michelle Borstein.
Okay. Who are they again?
You know, they're the religious news editors for the Washington Post and the New York Times.
Oh, okay. Elizabeth Diaz and?
Elizabeth Diaz and Michelle Borstein.
Okay, I'm writing it down. And you're in contact with them?
Right. I've sent them. See, what I want, I want them to run a story about McElroy before he is installed next month here in D.C. as Gregory's successor.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay, perfect. So, we're friends now. We're going to stay in touch. So my other two questions, I think, are, in your opinion, and maybe it's hard to narrow down, what's the most shocking, and not necessarily, like, obviously we know this abuse is happening, but, like, shocking piece of corruption you've come across?
Wow. The most shocking.
Or top three, if you want. Or like egregious, come on, where do you get off, guys? Like where it's just like, you know, it's ridiculous.
Let me answer that in because you said different ones, okay? How about if I give you like a few different ones, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. In regard to shocking revelations about abuse, I think the first one that impacted me was the one involving the late St. John Paul II, whom I knew before he was Pope. I was a seminarian in Rome when I befriended him. Actually, I was introduced to John Paul, Karol Wojtyla, you know, by his boss, Cardinal Stefan Wyszyński, who was the primate of Poland, whom I met first. And over time, you know, I maintained my friendship with Wojtyla. Then he became Pope, and I was present at his inaugural mass, and I visited him different times over the years, had masses with him. I even got him to baptize my friend's daughter, who was a Swiss Guard, whose wedding I did in Chicago. And so my relationship with John Paul was a good friendship that I valued, you know, in my life. But then, you know, later on, I was very, very, very disappointed, you know, especially in the 90s, you know, when I discovered, you know, that the nuns who were being used by African priests, you know, for sex, when the mother superiors reported the bishops who wanted them to make their the bishops wanted them to make the nuns available to them so that they would not get AIDS from prostitutes. Those reports, when they were sent to the Vatican when the Pope was in office, instead of the Pope and Ratzinger, who was in charge of the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith at the time, instead of Ratzinger and Pope John Paul II disciplining the bishops and the priests for using these nuns for sex, they sent the reports, the complaints back to the bishops, who then got rid of the Mother Superior, so that in the year 2001, the European Parliament issued a formal condemnation of the Vatican, which interestingly wasn't really reported that much in the United States. But my point is that when I learned that the John Paul, you know, was part of that cover-up, then years later when Marcin Gutowski, this is more recently within the last year or so, came out with his report about Wojtyla covering up a lot of abuse in Krakow before he became Pope, that that really disappointed me. And that those accusations were then also supported by Jonathan, who we were talking about earlier. Jonathan, when he was in Buffalo, when he wrote to the Pope about all that he witnessed in terms of even involving Grosch, when he accused Grosch of abusing a young man in the Marriott Hotel in Krakow, when he wrote to John Paul II, he sent put it in the mail, in, the letter's in Polish. Well, next month, that letter, he gets called in, Jonathan gets called in by Grosch in head, and actually by his their secretary, and said, look, next time you write to the Pope, you know, give us a copy. So in other words, the same thing happened with Jonathan has happened to the Mother Superiors. The people that were reported for abuse and so forth, instead of them being disciplined, you know, it's the whistleblower who is threatened. And so all these incidents, you know, involving cover-ups, that was my biggest disappointment in my life to find out that someone whom I looked up to all those years as a friend, as the Pope, who did a lot of good, but at the same time, who covered up a lot of abuse. And then, like I say, what he did to Jonathan by sending that back to him destroyed his vocation. And it was ironic, too, because when Jonathan was a young Polish boy, it was John Paul II who inspired him to study for the priesthood. And so that is why that's one of my biggest that was a really big disappointment with regard to, you know, investigating and looking into and handling, you know, these abuse cases. Okay, is that good for that one?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Do you want another one, or is that one good enough?
I mean, if you want to tell me another one, go for it. But it's up to you.
Let me see which one I'm going to choose. Let me think. I think I got this one. Okay, ready?
Yep.
When you ask me about, you know, the abuse and what disturbs me greatly, I recognize that you have to recognize that one of the reasons that I'm very passionate about my work as a sex abuse victims advocate is because when I was first ordained in 1974 and then reported to the parish in 1975, one of my responsibilities was to be in charge of the altar boys. So when most of my classmates from college were getting married, having, you know, children of their own, I didn't have a wife and children. So when the pastor, Monsignor Fleming, put me in charge of the altar boys, I loved those boys as if they were my own sons. And so whenever, years later, whenever I encountered issues involving people being abused, I always my perspective was shaped by the fact that I looked upon, and even to this day, I'm affected by people who report abuse, that I look upon them as if they were my own sons and daughters, and how I would react. Because you see, when I was in the parish, the two other priests with whom I was assigned, both of those, I discovered years later, and I didn't realize it at the time, but both of those priests were abusing my altar voice. They were later, subsequent years and years later, almost like over 30 years later, they were finally removed after their abuse was covered up many times by Bishop Adamitz. But it's because of my, you know, initial experience working with those altar voices in my love, as if they were my own children, that has really shaped, you know, my perspective, and my has made me passionate about defending, you know, people who are, you know, abused. And that is why every day, as I say, whenever I get a call, I'm just really shocked. And it's to me, it's surprising that more people are not more angry, you know, with what is going on, and not only with those who commit the abuse, but those who cover up the abuse.
Okay.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you one more point. I'm going to make one other point.
Okay.
One of the things I've discovered as a sex abuse victims advocate is that most of the abusers that I have to deal with, because I've visited, you know, predators in jail. I've celebrated mass with them in their cells. I even had Thanksgiving dinner, you know, in a cell with a priest who was accused of abuse. But one of the things I've discovered in my work with abuse victims and predators is that almost all of the predator priests that I deal with were abused themselves. And many of them were abused in the seminary. And many of them, it took place during their period of psychosexual development. In other words, most of these young men, when they went to the seminary, they did not have any sexual experiences because they were young. And
what age would that be?
Well, in the case of the two priests with whom I served in the parish with here, who were abusing my altar boys, they went to the seminary when they were 14 years old. So you see, what was happening was they, and this is the pattern, this is something that all Catholics and politicians and lawyers and everyone has to understand how this works. These young men went into the seminary. They were virgins. They never had sex, right? They were like clay. And while they were there, they were groomed by homosexual faculty members. Now, some of these homosexual faculty members were having sex with other faculty members, okay? So it's not like they were just predators. They're active homosexuals used to having sex with other guys their own age, right? No?
Mm-hmm.
But now, here they have this young meat available, right? It's sort of like NAMBLA, right? North American Man-Boy Love Association, right?
Yeah, so I know that is. Yeah.
Right. So now they have these young seminarians, 14. Now, a lot of them are fit, you know, they're maturing and so forth. Well, what they do is they groom them and they befriended them. And then they gradually introduce them to homosexual behavior. Oh, and you see, Father Kelly, Father Single, these who served with me, when they were in these seminaries being groomed and engaging in homosexual relations with faculty members in their bedrooms, I was in Bishop McCourt High School, you know, taking girls out on dates and dances and things like that. So I had a very, very different, you know, my psychosexual development was very different from theirs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, because you see, because these seminarians then who are groomed and turned Because, you know, once you are now, you find yourself 17, 18, 19, now you know you're a homosexual, right? Because you know you're doing all this stuff, and this is gay sex, right? Now, mm-hmm. because now you know you are a homosexual, but you don't want your parents to know that. You don't want your friends to know that. So you do not want to go back into, you don't want to leave the system. You don't want to leave the seminary. You don't want to leave the church, because then they're going to know who you are and what you're doing, right? So they got you. Now you have to stay in the system, because the system will protect you. Because then if you are ordained, then people will, they will assume that you've given up a wife and children to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But that's not the truth. You know, you were turned. You were afraid to go back out because now you're a homosexual. But now you get assigned to a parish like Father Kelly and Father Single, right? Now, why did Father Kelly and Father Single come onto my altar, boys? You see, they didn't see that as abuse. Because the sex that they had with their faculty members in the seminary, that was grooming, and they befriended them, and those relationships continued even beyond that. Even after they groomed them, they still kept in touch with their abuser, whom they looked upon as their best friend. So you see, when they come on to your son, they see this as an act of love and friendship. But now if your son says, "Father, try to kiss me." Right. Yeah. So, but you see, so then now the priest, Father Kelly, what's wrong? What did I do wrong? I was just doing the same thing that Father so-and-so did to me. So you see, in their mind, because they were groomed, they do not perceive what happened to them as abuse.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Right. And so if you look at situations right now, for example, I could give you examples of a number of bishops. For example, if you look, for example, it's my belief, I can't prove it, it's my belief that, for example, that Cardinal McElroy, who's going to be the next Cardinal Archbishop of Washington, D.C., from my research, today, if you accuse someone of being a homosexual, that you can't get in trouble for that, because, I mean, homosexuals are just as good as heterosexuals. So that can't be defamatory, accusing somebody of being straight or gay, you know? So, but from my research, from my perspective, it appears to me that McElroy was groomed by John Quinn, who later on became his archbishop, you know, in San Francisco, who then remember at Quinn's funeral, it was McElroy who had the final word at the burial. So these friendships develop, and they maintain them. And so the bishop who let's say like the faculty member who introduces you to gay sex, if he becomes a bishop, now he's going to promote you. The same way, for example, as in Washington with McCarrick and Father Adam Park, who was accused of hitting on all the seminarians at the North American College, you know, in recent times. So these predator priests, you will find, were preyed upon themselves, and it's all a club. You know, and it's all all promoted. That's why over 80% of the bishops today are homosexuals, and most of their vocation directors, their chancellors, their vicar generals, clergy personnel directors, rectors, they're all gay, because they do not want to be outed like Jeffrey Bureau was at the USCCB, you know, and so if any priest, you know, if they fear that they're going to be outed, they have to get rid of it, just sort of like they did with Bishop Strickland, who in November of 2018 addressed the whole problem of sexual predation and homosexual misconduct in the episcopacy and the priesthood. So that's what I've discovered, is that most Catholics fail to understand. They know why priests. They know the priests are abusers, but most of them fail to understand why. Why are they covering up? Why is Father Parisi in Washington today being? Why was he suspended by Bishop by Gregory? And in the case of Gregory, I believe, from my research, that Gregory was groomed by Cardinal Bernardine. In other words, I could almost trace if you look at the relationships.
Thank you so much, and I want to stay in touch with you. I'm going to try to connect you and Nick, and I'll call you soon. We'll chat soon.
Okay, and then I'll send you that stuff that I sent up to the two reporters. You can read that. You'll find it very, very interesting.
Perfect. Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.